This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And that's because the Quran has mentioned many things about the dates. And the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned many things about the dates. I'm not here to get into all of that, but I will bring to your attention the fact, as a revert to Al-Islam, before Islam, I didn't know anything about a date. Now, if you can imagine those people who embrace Islam in the Scandinavian countries and in those places where it's cold, Iceland, Greenland, Alaska, Finland, Norway, the white person over there becomes a Muslim. He doesn't know anything about a date. There's no dates in that part of the world. But when a person becomes a Muslim, Ramadan is going to come to him. He's going to learn about Ramadan. And he's going to learn about other things outside of Ramadan. For an example, I think the vast majority of us will agree that our children, when they were born, the very first thing that goes into their stomach is the date. And you're from Greenland and Iceland. Before the baby drinks from the milk of the mother, he's going to eat a date. And that's because when the companions, Ridwanullahi alayhim, were blessed with children, they would bring their children to the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He would take a date, he would eat the date, and he would take the part of the date that he chewed, put it in the mouth of the child will eat it. Because he knew way back then that that date has some medicinal value for that kid. So when the kid comes out, his bowel movement, akramakumullah, at the beginning is black, looks like tar. He eats that date, is going to help develop his digestive system, just like the woman who has a baby. Allah Azza wa Jalla told Maryam to go to the date tree and to shake it, and the rutub date, the moist date that the Prophet used to break his fast with, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is going to come down to you and eat it. So that helps us to understand the woman has a baby, she wants to replenish her blood, she wants to get her strength back. Someone had an operation, they lost a lot of blood, they want to replenish the blood, then eat that rutub date. Not just in Ramadan, the date has something to do with the Muslim's life, it's part of his life. So his kid, as I mentioned, eats the date before he drinks the milk of the mother, and he's from Norway. White man from Greenland and Alaska. And that's because the Muslims love the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We love the sunnah. So we know when we have a baby, part of the process of welcoming the child is that tahniq, eating that date, giving it to the child. So the date is important in our lives. Vast majority of people, they like dates. And it also goes to show the virtues of the Arabs as well. The Arabs have a place in our religion. It's because of where they come from, the date means something to us. Pakistanis, Africans, different people have different dietary things that they eat and they do. But we're not doing those things because it's not from the religion to do those things. But there are things that were peculiar to the Arabs that were doing them on the strength of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was an Arab. The last revelation is in the language of the Arabs. The bedrock of Al-Islam is in the land of the Arabs. I'm sorry to say, if you take your finger and you put your finger on the Arab world, on the map of the Muslim world, you pick your finger up, it's going to be dripping blood. Blood all over the place. And that's because the Arabs, the Muslims, we've gotten away from following our religion correctly. The point here, as it relates to these other days, or what happened yesterday, and the day before, in Afghanistan, what happened in Manchester, all of this drama, and what's to come in terms of fitna. The Nabi of Islam told us in an authentic hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, innama mathalul mu'min ka mathalin nakhlati ma akhadhta minha min shay'in illa nafa'atka. He said that the example of the Muslim is like the example of the date tree. The date tree. Whatever you take from that tree is going to benefit you. So the Muslim who was sitting in front of me, on the side of you, behind you, above us, the one who was on the other side of town, His example is like the example of the date palm tree that we reverence and we honor in our religion and our lives. Whatever you take from the date tree is going to benefit you. So if you can imagine, I'm sitting under a date tree and I put my back against a tree to give me some stability and I get benefit. I take the date off of the vine and I eat it and I get benefit. I take the seed I planted, it comes into another date tree. I cut the tree down, I make furniture with the bark, I make firewood with the bark. I take the leaves and I utilize the leaves. So just as our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Sayyid of Bani Adam, as he said, Ana Sayyidu Bani Adam wa la fakhr. I'm the best, the master of Adam's children. I'm the best one, and I'm not bragging. The date tree is the Sayyida al-Asjar. It is the boss of all trees in al-Islam. Because from the top to the bottom and all around is benefit. There's nothing about that tree that doesn't benefit. And the Muslim is the same way. He's supposed to be the same way. There's an ayat in the Quran in Surah Ibrahim, ayat number 25. Allah Ta'ala mentioned, لَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا كَرِمَةً طَيِّبَةً كَشَجَرَةً طَيِّبَةً أَصْلُهَا ثَابِتٌ وَفَرْعُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ تُؤْتِي أُكَلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. Do you not see, Muslim? Did you not contemplate? Do you not see how Allah has given you an example of the good word, the kalima tayyiba? The kalima tayyiba is anything and everything you say that's positive. Insha'Allah, masha'Allah, subhanallah, jazakallahu khaira, ana uhibbuka fillah wa lillah, all of that, all of that. The best kalima tayyiba is la ilaha illallah. In the month of Ramadan, we're doing new things. The one who says, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, every time he says that, there is a date palm tree planted for him in Jannah. Every time he says that. In Ramadan, outside of Ramadan. The point is, the kalima tayyiba, anything you say that is good, is the kalima tayyiba. Astaghfirullah, anything. But the best kalima tayyiba is la ilaha illallah. So the ayah said, do you not see how Allah has given you the example of the good word? The good word is similar to the good tree, the shajara tayyiba. It is firmly rooted in the ground and its branches go up to the sky and it gives its fruit in every season. Beneficial, the date palm tree. The fruit is going to come in the summer, winter, spring, fall. And the Muslim is the same way. He just doesn't benefit in the month of Ramadan. But in the month of Ramadan, he takes it up a notch. He's going to give more sadaqah to the masjid. He's going to give more infaq. When the people come around asking for money every night, he's not going to huff and puff and move around like that. He's going to say, I'm like the date palm tree. Let me help the community. Let me help other people. I'm going to bring the water. I'll purchase the water. I'm going to give the dates today. This Caspian pizza place, these people gave boxes of pizza. That's the date palm tree. That's the Muslim. He gives his fruit. Now, as it relates to Manchester, as it relates to last night, as it relates to Afghanistan, is that benefiting the community? If Muslims do actions like that, we are being a burden on the community. We're not being like the date palm tree. We're being like the cactus tree. The cactus tree that stings people, puts needles in people, hurts and harms people. Like the hanvala. It is so sour that if you step on it with your bare foot, you can taste the sourness in your tongue. And that's why the Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the example of the believer who reads the Quran is like the raihana. It has a nice smell. Has a nice smell and has a nice taste. The munafiq who, or the kafir, the munafiq doesn't read the Quran. He's like the hanzala. It has no smell and it has that sour, bitter taste. That's how we become. Right now, ikhwani, I don't bite my tongue. I tell you all the time, we are not second class citizens. We are here and we're here to stay. But we came from outside, most of us. We came from outside. We're first class citizens, but we have to consider we came from outside. Coming from outside and we came into this country like everybody else, we can't be a burden on the welfare system. We can't be problematic, you youngsters. Our kids can't be the ones who are selling drugs, getting high. Our kids can't be the one who are killing people. Right now, since the beginning of Ramadan, I know of 10 situations where Muslims have killed other Muslims, youngsters, gangs, crimes, in the city where I am. 10 Muslims killed each other. And from amongst those who were killed, a Muslim girl, a young Muslim girl. We are a burden on the society. And we're supposed to be people who are helping the society. Our youngsters being in school, they're the knuckleheads in school. They're the troublemakers, the underachievers. Where the Prophet told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're supposed to be like the date palm tree, giving our produce and our fruit all the time. Being people who the outer community looks at us and they say, mashallah, we have differences with those people, but look at them, look at them. So all of this drama that's going on, we're saying to our youngsters, hey, you guys need to pump your brakes and you need to relax. Our religion does not condone or endorse this nonsense that's going on. And we cannot sympathize with it. Now, granted, I don't believe everything that the media says about this and this and this and that. But I still think it's incendiary. I think it's insensitive. I think it's inflammatory for people to say this didn't happen and that didn't happen. People have lost their lives. How would you feel as a Muslim if someone came to you and said, Kashmir is a figment of the media's imagination. What's going on in Palestine? That didn't really happen. That's incendiary, inflammatory. You wouldn't appreciate it. Which brings me to the next point. The example and the similitude between the Muslim and the date palm tree are many. You ain't got all the time in the world to deal with this, but I want to mention the second issue. Is what Allah said in the Quran about the dates in Surah Ar-Ra'd, the thunder, in the beginning of the surah. He said, Tabarak wa ta'ala, wa fil ardi qita'un mutajawiratun wa jannatun min a'nab, wa zar'un wa nakhil, sinwanun wa ghayru sinwan, yusqa bima'in wahid, wa nufaddilu ba'daha ala ba'din fil ukul, inna fi dhalika la ayatin li qawmin ya'qilun. He said, in the earth, next to one another, you will see the earth changing, different tracks. You travel from here to Liverpool, from here to London. When you look to the right and the left, all of the landscape is not the same. It changes, different colors, different plants, different textures. Allah said, in the earth are gardens of dates and different vegetation. And in the earth are date palms trees. Some date palm trees, they come in clusters. When you take them down, they're clusters. Others are other than clusters, like the dates in Libya, the dates in Tunis. You know, the one on the vine, you pick them off. They're different. Allah said, they all come from one water that hits them. They're different, just like we're different. This one is Arab, that's non-Arab. That one black, that one white, that's a girl, that's a boy, that one educated, not educated. We're different. Not only Muslims, some are Muslims, some are kuffar. We're different. Everybody is not the same. Allah said, and in those different dates, they come from one water. We all come from one Khaliq, one Rabb. So we have to learn how to embrace and celebrate our differences and not despise and hate each other with racism, even with the non-Muslims, even with the non-Muslims. There's a way to deal with the non-Muslim in Al-Islam. And we don't find Al-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, killing people. We don't find that. Lying in wait, disrupting life, sacrificing the stability for a few people who have crazy ideas. We don't see that. He said in that ayat, we make some of those dates taste better than others. There's a hadith that the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, anyone who wakes up in the morning and he eats 7 ajwa dates of Medina, 7 from Medina in the morning, he won't be affected by poison or magic. Every date is not like that. You have the rutub date that I told you, the moist one. You have the dry one. You have the sukri date. You have the ajwa. And just as you have all those, you have differences amongst ourselves. The imams today, my first time praying here, is their recitation the same, all of them? Is it the same? First one's recitation is different from the second one, is different from the third. They're all different. Some of us are in the audience. I like the first reciter. I like the second one. I like the third one. This one cries as a result of the dua. That one cries as a result of the kalam of Allah. We're different. And that one over there, he doesn't cry. So with those differences, the Muslim has to understand. Listen, we're in a community right now. I wish that the recitation of the Quran was longer than the dua. Want a short dua, long Quran. This one, he wants us to read a whole juz every night. It's the sunnah. This one over here, he wants it even shorter. Now, if I expected Abu Usama that this masjid has to march to the beat of Abu Usama and everything I want, I'm going to create problems. I'm going to be a problem. Listen to what the Prophet says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, about Adam. He said that when Allah created Adam, he took a qabda, or a handful of dirt, from all over the world. Every kind of dirt you could possibly think of. From the white dirt, the yellow dirt, the red dirt, the black dirt, and everything in between that. He said, and this is why Adam's children come out white, black, red, and all in between. And some of them are tayyib, and some of them are khabith, and some of them are sahl, and some of them are hazan. Some of Adam's children are good, pure. Some of them are no good. They're no good. Some of them are easy to get along with. Others are complicated. That individual, very complicated. The point is, we are different. Different. So with being different comes the next characteristic that I got to bring to your attention, and that is the date palm tree is the most patient tree on the face of the earth. It has sabr. It is sabr. It finds itself in the middle of the desert where it doesn't rain and it stays there. So the Muslim may find himself in an environment that is not exactly conducive to what he wants to be about. There are some trials and tribulations. How does he deal with it? He deals with it with sabr. He deals with it with sabr. He takes it easy. Now, because of the actions of a few people from amongst us, these people are going to come down on our communities, make things tough for us. And it probably will get worse before it gets better. So how do we deal with it? Like the date palm tree. We have to have sabr. Do I say sabr and we just sit like this, twiddling our fingers? No, wallahi. This is the month of sabr. This dua that we just made. There's an ayat of the Quran I want to bring to your attention, Ummat al-Islam. Allah said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبَلَنَا. Those people who make efforts for my cause, anyone who makes effort in my cause, I'm going to guide them to the right way. So you mean to tell me that while we are fasting all of these hours, making sacrifices, doing all of these things with sincerity, making efforts, come here, making dua, doing the witr prayer and qunut, you mean to tell me we're being patient every night doing this with sincerity, that Allah is just going to let the system overwhelm us, blow the light out of al-Islam? No, wallahi, Allah doesn't break his promise. But what we have to do is, we have to go back to the source, like Allah described that tree in Surah Ibrahim. Asluha thabit. It has roots. It has usul. Has a religion. We got a religion where we do things a particular way. As a Christian, they used to tell us on Sunday, we would go to church on Sunday, they would break out the wine. Real wine, not Kool-Aid, not Lucas Aid. Real wine. And it was up to you to give it to your child or not. And it was supposed to be symbolic of the blood of Jesus. And you hit it, and then you say, can I get another one? Can I get another one? And someone drink 10, some drink 15, some is enough with one. The religious ones drink one. By the time the ceremony is over, people are drunk and high. Now in that, in their religion, they're liberal, they can do that. But in our religion, we have usul, a way of doing things in everything. Ibadah, we're not going to do anything except that which has dalil and the companions did it. Aqidah, we're not going to believe anything except that which is established. Everything, everything. I got a phone, a mobile phone. What's up? I get a what's up. They showed me on what's up that there are two women, looks like their hair is covered. Two white people are throwing white powder on them. The Muslim sends it to me and says, look at how they're attacking two Somali girls after Manchester. But then when you go to the source of these fake WhatsApp thing, they were two Romanian people who tried to steal something from the guy. So why am I going to send that out just like that? I have usul in my religion. I'm not going to send out everything. I'm not going to believe everything. Everything somebody tells me about someone else. I'm just going to believe it. The mu'adhin makes the adhan. He comes to ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. I see some people kissing me up thumbs. Hey, akhi, what are you doing that for? If you do that, you won't go blind. Hey, do you mean to tell me? Where did you get that from? Wait. He doesn't know where it came from. The point is not to put down that person or those people who do that. The point is, don't do that if you don't know where it comes from. You mean to tell me Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgot to tell us that thing which would prevent us from becoming blind? And you came to that conclusion? Our whole religion has to be like that. Our life has to be like that. We have to have knowledge of our deen to be able to navigate through all of this. So with that being the case, Ikhwani, we're asking you, we have to reclaim our kids from these streets, because these streets are not a joke. The challenges that are in front of us right now are not a joke. And we don't have time as communities to be babysitting everybody who has something to say or his feelings get hurt. We have to be bigger than that, more mature than that. This masjid right here, this masjid, has a big job to do. And we don't have time. We don't have time in any masjid to have to pay attention to everyone who's disruptive, because you expect everything to go your way. Sometimes the haqq is with you, but you can't force it down people's throat, because everybody is on different levels. My browie auntie is different from me, but I know she's different from the one who's an imam and he knows what he's doing. So I'm going to deal with her accordingly. I'm from Ahlul Hadith. He's from Ahlul Hadith, Ahlul Hadith, Ahlul Hadith. Well, this Ahlul Hadith is religious, and that one is not religious, and that one is knowledgeable, and that one is not knowledgeable, and this one prays, and that one doesn't pray. We're different. Everybody is different. So we got to learn how to tolerate each other, and we have to learn how to get on board and get on the same page, because right now, people are playing hardball and they're playing for keeps. Now, I don't want you people in concluding to be of the people who, as I said earlier, I am encouraging you guys tomorrow after tomorrow, break your fast only on dates. That's it. And then after Maghrib, go ahead and do what you have to do. Get your grub on. No problem. But at least you said, I broke my fast the way the sunnah was. This day, and I'm going to... And I would advise Green Lane, when they give you food, to break your fast. MashaAllah, I came today. We had pizza. We had watermelon. We had this and that. No problem. That's good. But maybe they should put off to the side or a corner, a place, just dates. Because if you're sitting there trying to just eat dates, and there's samosas there as well, and there's batikh there, and it's going to be hard. After fasting all these hours, you're going to say Abu Samah was bugging. He was bugging. Allah is gentle. Allah is Rahman. Allah is Rahim. He said in the Quran, Allah wants to make things easy for you. Abu Samah making it hard. No. Just eat. Now, what I don't want you to do, and this is the point, don't be that person who's inspired by doing that action of the sunnah. Yes, the sunnah, and it's important. But you're not inspired by the idea there are more important sunnahs than just eating dates before you break your fast. Like the sunnah of taking our community forward. Like the sunnah of you putting your hands in the hands of the people in this masjid to take this whole community forward. Because it ain't easy. And if everybody is on a boat unto himself, we're going to have problems. This is what I want to present to you guys. And I'm asking Allah Azza wa Jalla to help us with what we have to do. And we're going to make mistakes. We're going to have bumps on the road. But again, so many characteristics that are in the date palm tree that are inside of us. All we have to do again is know our religion and we'll be okay, inshallah. هذا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.